All right, this was Sunday, April 24th, colder day than I expected. We were here at Oakville at Sheridan College, and we just saw an exciting League One Ontario game between Blue Devils, their home opener against Windsor City, and a 4-0 exciting game. Home game? Ah, okay. Second. First one I'm up to, though. Okay. Now, we have Duncan Wilde, head coach of the Blue Devils, and I'm going to ask him some questions. So let's first start with some thoughts about today's game.
I thought we played a very strong performance. Got a lot of our young players in, scored 4 good goals, and probably had some passages of play that's our best so far. Much more rhythm to our play than there was last week, and a comfortable 4-0 win in the end.
Yeah, and you have one of your goals this season. I know today, a year ago, you went to Windsor and you had a 1-1 tie, so now you beat Windsor, so that's better than last year. So your goals this year, though, I guess the playoffs, this top 12, brand split. What are you trying to achieve this year?
Our goals, Robin, are the same as last season and season before. And at the start of the season, it's to make a playoff spot. Once we solidify that, we try to target top two. And of course, once we target top two, we're chasing the championship. And our secondary goal, which we think we're well on track for, is to qualify for the Premier League for 2024.
Yeah, of course, that's right. And you have one of the best goals against averages, only 16. And so in the 2 games so far, it's 0. So there's something. Now, one of the points about today is you're back at Sheridan College after sort of getting bounced around. How good is it to have all things going well that all the games are back at Sheridan College this year?
Well, we've come back into Sheridan since it reopened after COVID. So it's much more of a natural home fit for us. We like the surface, we like the environment. You know, the covered seating area is nice to have, you know, for our supporters. So it's that's very good. But we'll play all our regular league season games here, and we'll play any playoff games at Bronte, because this is only open to us until mid-August, and then we have to traditionally we always play playoff games at Bronte.
That's okay. GTA teams have the same problem as community schools, community parks, so on. Now, I was at a CPL game, the home opener of last weekend, and how proud of you hearing about that last year former player Anthony Novak scored, and then your defender of just as recently as last year, Matthew Chandler, big 6'6", made a goal-saving, sliding save for Valor and the team to get a 2-0 victory over York. How proud are you?
Oh, it's great to see our players progress. Anthony was with us from a young teenager at the Toronto Lynx. Went off to a school, did his scholarship, and progressed through here. Won an MVP award here for the in the league, or Golden Boot. Can't remember which one it was. Golden Boot, I think he won. And has gone off to CPL, which is great. And Matt had a fantastic year. I thought he was one of the best centre backs in the league. I'm not surprised at all that he's progressed and doing well. So that was big shoes for us to fill. And we've brought Kevin from Scotland, who's gone as our left-sided centre-back, and so far doing very well.
Okay. Is your team put together right now, or are you going to have some college players join in as a few more games in the year?
We've still got 3 or 4 college players from NCAA to come back in.
Nice. Okay.
That's difficult because they come in late and they leave early, but we're going to take what we can.
Yeah, that's right. I've followed you for almost 20 years now, from the Toronto Lynx days, now that you mentioned it there. And you've kept many of the staff together for so many years. Here comes one down the hall now. How do you folks get along that you've stayed together so long?
We've just enjoyed each other's company and style of work. You know, we all see the game in a similar way, which really helps. And, you know, we're a very supportive team for each other. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, hopefully we can continue and try to get one more championship, which would be nice for the group of us.
Ah, right. And, of course, the starting song of the Norwich song.
Yeah.
I know. But you're actually from Manchester. And I was at a trade show, a soccer show, last November, and Brian Robson, I was getting his autograph, because that's what shows are like that are for, and I said, well, this is you're the second guy from Manchester I've got an autograph from. I got one from Johnny Marr, and he said, who? And I said, oh, from the Smiths. They were a very popular band from Manchester. He said, nah, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm not into music. I don't know. But you must know.
Yeah, Morrissey, lead singer, the Smiths. They're from very close to me.
So even if you don't, even if you don't know the music, it's all the politics that he got into, maybe some dangerous ones. But no, I thought everyone from Manchester, everyone should know who he is. That reminds me of one other thing, one other band. The Hollies were maybe before both our times were from Manchester, and the Bob Gansler, who was the U.S. men's national coach for the late 80s, early 90s. His son was Bob Gansler Jr., and he ran one of the first sort of pre-internet fan pages on the internet for the Hollies. So there's some little, even more trivia, but great band. So
yep.
Okay, so well, we wish you good luck for the rest of the season, and thank you for talking to me.